Our Old Testament reading this week comes out of the book of Joel. Joel was a prophet years ago, and his messages still ring true today. In Joel chapter 2, verse 12, it says, "Give me your hearts," the Lord urges. And that plea is the same today as it was in the days of Joel. And the consequence also is the same. In verse 32, it says, "Anyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. And those who don't or who do and then choose to ignore him will face him on that coming day of the Lord." Well, the coming day of the Lord is when the Lord returns, and we're looking forward to that day. And until then, Jesus said, watch. Joel chapter 2, verses 21 through 32, New Living Translation. "Surely the Lord has done great things. Don't be afraid, my people. Be glad and rejoice, because the Lord has done great things. Don't be afraid, your animals of the field. The pastures will soon be green. The trees will again be filled with luscious fruit. Fig trees, grapevines will flourish once more. Rejoice, you people of Jerusalem. Rejoice in the Lord your God, for the rains he sends are an expression of his grace. Once more, autumn rains will come as well as the rains of the spring. The threshing floors will again be piled high with grain, and the presses will overflow with wine and olive oil. The Lord says, I will give you back what you lost to the stripping locust, the cutting locust, the swarming locust, and the hopping locust. It was I who sent this great destroying army against you. And once again, you will have all the food you want, and you will praise the Lord your God, who does these miracles for you. Never again will my people be disgraced like this. Then you will know that I am here among people of Israel, and that I alone am the Lord your God. My people will never again be disgraced like this." And here's the promise of his Spirit in verse 28 to the end of the chapter. "And then, after I have poured out my rains again, I will pour out my Spirit upon all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams. Your young men will see visions. And in those days I will pour out my Spirit, even on the servants, men and women alike. I will cause wonders in the heavens and on the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. The sun will be turned into darkness, and the moon will be turned blood red before that great and terrible day of the Lord. Anyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. And there will be people in Mount Zion and Jerusalem who escape just as the Lord had said. These will be among the survivors who called on the name of the Lord." May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word. A little note about forgiveness. Why would God want to forgive people who have spent a lifetime denying him and hurting him? Boy, I'll tell you, it's going on today, isn't it? But God is a forgiving God. Why didn't he just zap them? Well, in our humanity, we say that certain people don't deserve forgiveness. In his sovereignty and the perfect love, God says, "I love and forgive those, and to others appear unsalvageable." This is just one of the ways in which God's thoughts are beyond our own. You know, the Bible says that his thoughts are higher than our thoughts. Boy, is that so true. Amen. And his mercy is so overwhelming that it can seem unreasonable to us. And the question for all of us in this day and time, are we willing to let God's mercy do as it wishes with anyone? May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word in the prophet book of Joel.